From the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Betsy Smith. The first authorized marijuana farmers in Missouri will have to commit a crime to begin growing, and regulators are expected to turn a blind eye. Missouri voters overwhelmingly approved a constitutional amendment in November that legalized marijuana and marijuana-infused products for patients who suffer from serious illnesses. But the St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that the amendment does not indicate how growers should get their first seeds. It is a felony to acquire new marijuana plants or seeds already in Missouri or to get them from one of the 32 other states with legal marijuana. Medical marijuana cannot be grown, used, or sold until authorized by state regulators. That could be as early as December for business owners. National Cannabis Industry Association officials say it will probably be, quote, "don't ask, don't tell" until then. The Kansas City Public Library has forgiven $250,000 in overdue fines and will no longer charge late fees on any materials starting today. The Kansas City Star reports that the changes were announced Friday at the library's Southeast Branch. Mayor-elect Quentin Lucas said the decision was made to give more people access to the city's libraries. About 9,000 patrons with suspended library cards will regain access to resources. More than 450 libraries in the U.S. have done away with fines, but Library Director Crosby Kimber III says Kansas City Public Library is the first major library in the region to do so. Officials with Washington University in St. Louis have announced that campus staff will be paid a $15 an hour minimum wage by 2021. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports the raise, which was pushed by Campus Employees Union, affects close to 1,200 workers, but does not include working graduate students. A $15 minimum wage across the region was one of the recommendations of the 2015 Forward Through Ferguson report to address racial and economic inequality. The university's minimum wage will increase to $12.65 an hour today and to $13.80 an hour in July 2020 before hitting $15 an hour in July 2021. Other schools, including Duke University in North Carolina and the University of Virginia, have also raised their minimum wage to $15 this year. 2 years after a Missouri State Park employee died from complications from the tick-borne bourbon virus, researchers are using a strain for the virus taken from her to find possible treatments and save lives of people with the rare disease. Merrimack State Park Assistant Superintendent Tamala Wilson died in June 2017 after spending 24 days in St. Louis for treatment of an illness that began after she was bitten by an infected tick near her home outside Sullivan. At the time, only 5 cases of the bourbon virus had been diagnosed in the U.S. Wilson's was the first case in Missouri, according to the Washington Missourian. The virus was first discovered in 2014 when a man living in Bourbon County, Kansas, came down with flu-like symptoms and died after being bitten by ticks. I'm Betsy Smith, KBIA News, Columbia.